definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Hey, what's happening? Happy Friday. Good morning and welcome onto the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Brought to you, as always, by Happy State Bank. We are the End of the Bench alongside Jeff Haxton. I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White across the way taking care of us. You, too, can join us. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, your allegations, accusations, hopes, dreams, whatever you want. All of it welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line via that 100.7 The Score mobile app. You're going to carry us today, right?
I was expecting the other way around.
I had a rough night last night.
Yeah?
Yeah. Went to play basketball.
Uh-oh.
At 9 p.m.
9 o'clock?
Yeah, that's the normal Thursday night, Wednesday or Thursday night thing. Went out and played basketball at 9. Our guy played with Clark. Clark played last night.
Lammy?
Yeah. I invited him because I knew if I invited, you know, the other half of the broadcast, they wouldn't come. So
that is Clark, certain.
He avoided injury.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. He texted me this morning. He said he was really sore. But
yeah,
he avoided injury. I did not hurt him. And we played opposite team the whole time. So that was good
for you.
Goodness gracious. That dude's long.
Oh, yeah.
I know I watched him play here years ago, but anyway, so everything went well on the court. It was fine, except I lost too much. Get out to the car. Whew. Windows busted in. No fun at all. Why do people have to
somebody
be
trying to rob you?
Caca heads. Yeah. Yep.
The Premier parking lot.
Yep. I was not the only one. Three different.
Oh my.
People
gosh.
Had windows shattered. These are the worst criminals in the history of ever, though.
That's
so. Well, I'll tell you, this isn't my car either. So mother-in-law needed to borrow the truck today. So we swapped cars yesterday evening. She needed to borrow it to move some stuff. And so I'm in her vehicle. So that makes it even more fun that gets shattered in last night. They went through the console, went through the glove box. I left my wedding ring in the cup holder. Didn't take a thing. So ended up just shattering the window, never stole anything.
Well, they're probably looking for something immediate for drug money.
I think it's money or guns is what they're looking for. Fortunately, it wasn't in my
trying
vehicle.
Trying to get their fix by...
So
bashing in your deal and looking for cash and whatever else they can find.
This sort of emergency, you know, is not that emergency-like for the cops, you know. So I'm sitting there waiting in the parking lot till past midnight on cops to get there, you know.
Oh, my god!
You know, it takes them forever to get there. We could see cops driving around all the time. Like, I guarantee you if I'd have left there, I would have seen one or two cops are on the roads close by, but it always takes forever for one to find their way over to a scene like that. So I'm dragging a little bit today. I was on a no coke fix for the last couple weeks. Couldn't had to hit one this morning. Needed some caffeine, but yeah.
I was gonna say you better clarify there by saying a no coke fix.
Well, you know. Should clarify.
And you need a hit.
I did need a hit. So I...
You going to share?
Do what?
You going to share? Because I don't have any.
You don't have... I don't know. You think what kind of diseases do you...
Oh,
I'm afraid I'm
bad off.
Gonna catch
I'm hurting so bad.
All right. So...
I've been fighting this thing. You know, everybody's sick.
Everybody around is sick, and I've avoided it somehow.
Everybody's
I always
sick,
get
dude.
Sick. I always, like, in the wintertime, but... Avoided it so far.
I have a 4-year-old bringing everything known to man home from daycare.
That's always fun.
Fifth grade, ninth grade, and going out and doing the game. And I've fought like crazy, but I think it's going to ruin my weekend. I really do.
Well, at least it's a
slow one.
A potential for relaxing weekend, yeah. Right? I mean, we don't have really, not even tech sports, football, basketball. It's kind of like, hey, if you need to prop up on a couch, you might be able to do so. So that is the good thing. Tell us how you're spending your weekend, you know, catching up on the honey-do list or whatever it may be. One football game on Saturday, Army-Navy. How do you feel about that one? You watch it?
I watch some of it, yeah. Not the whole thing, but.
Yeah, I always, it's usually background.
Try to catch the pageantry.
Yeah, it's usually background for me, and then if it's a good game, then I'll really start paying attention to it. But most years it's on, unless I'm out and about doing something else. Last year's was really good, if I remember correctly. I think, man, I'm just going purely off the memory bank, but I think Army beat a pretty good Navy team. And Army wasn't, or was it the other way around?
I have no idea.
One of the two teams, the underdog won the game last year. I do know that. And was not expected. But we'll have Army-Navy for you on 100.7 The Score tomorrow.
All I had to do was call Baker Mayfield a complete loser and an absolute bust for him to get a win during
Baker
the week.
Mayfield.
This was before he was even on the Rams when I was saying this.
And oh, then, my goodness. Yeah, you did say that waiver claim. But that's the most Baker Mayfield thing ever, right?
Yep.
Until he gets fat and happy, that's when he gets bet. Whenever he's got that chip, Baker's tough to handle. And he didn't look super great all night last night, but
it's a win.
98-yard touchdown drive to finish the game and win it. That's definitely a win. So, I had no idea how bad the Rams were. Like, I knew they were not good this year, but I thought, 500-ish, not good.
Navy 17-13 last year.
Okay, so Navy was underdog. I think Army was like 9-2 or something heading into that one. But yeah, the Rams, I did not know they were a 3-9 football team going into last night's matchup. So,
remember when Jerry was crowing about beating the Rams? We beat the world champs.
World champs! I mean, they still are. Still are. But we'll take your thoughts, your comments, your questions, all of it. Welcome. Hacks, we're going to get to the transfer portal. It's kind of simmering down a little bit. But I want to talk Red Raiders, the MIPs. Not minors in possession, but the most important players that Texas Tech needs to return. We'll give our top five for next season. The guys that you look at and say, you really need that guy back. And for people that have already made announcements, we'll leave those alone for either direction. Guys who are essentially still floating in the air a little bit, we'll go through those and give our top five on that. It's a Friday. We've got our weekend Pick 'em Challenge coming your way at 10:30. One of you will be able to hop on the Benchmark hotline and pick games with us at that time. We'll talk a lot of little Tech hoops, little bowl game as well, as we haven't really looked at Ole Miss much. We'll take a glance towards the Rebels today as well. Got some headlines for you coming up next. You're listening to The End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is The End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Lines, what you need to know, part of The End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Alongside Jeff Haxton, I'm Choice Woodman. Hanging with you till noon today. We'd love your thoughts, your comments, your questions, your participation of all shapes and sizes. All of that welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through the 100.7 The Score mobile app. I actually start off with there are not many headlines. This feels like the most empty sports weekend.
It was like the most July December day of all time.
It does, right? Which I'm okay with. I'm ready for a little relaxation. We can start off in the high school ranks as New Home unfortunately sees their season come to an end last night. I believe this was the lone remaining area team. Y'all help me out if it wasn't, but lone remaining area team that falls out of the playoffs as New Home loses last night 53 to 25 in Sweetwater to the Albany Lions. So their season comes to an end, but a historic one. Congrats to New Home on the long, long playoff run that got to the state semifinals. One win short of Jerry World, but that program seems to be very much on the up and up, so I'd expect to see them make some long playoff runs in the near future. And the NFL ranks, as Hacks alluded to, Baker Mayfield wins last night in his debut with the Rams, 17-16. Scored as many points as the jersey number. Such a weird number on him. Like, just strange to see it. But 17-16 to the Raiders. Hacks, the Raiders have now lost to an ESPN analyst coaching in his very first NFL game and a quarterback who's been on the team for less than 48 hours. Raiders are 0-4 when leading by double digits at halftime this season.
Jeez.
0-4, making them statistically one of the biggest chokers in the NFL history. Like, not this year, obviously, but holy moly. That team is struggling. Is Josh McDaniels just a bad head coach? Seems to be a good coordinator, but has not had success as a head coach in the NFL.
It doesn't look like it. I can't tell you why.
No, because, I mean, players seem to like him. Yeah. Seems to be, I mean, he seems to put together some decent teams, but they just can't win. The Raiders have way more talent than they've been able to put points on the board. 5-8 now. Rams move to 4-9 as Baker does what Baker does. Wins with the chip on the shoulder. NFL action this weekend will be featured with the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday. You realize we turn the page next weekend to Saturday NFL games?
Makes sense.
It's already next weekend. We're there. So it'll be Dallas and Houston at noon on Double T 97.3 this Sunday. Here at 100.7, the score will have Bills, Jets, and then Dolphins, Chargers later that evening. Let's see. Other headlines for you. Army, Navy tomorrow, as we mentioned. You can hear that on 100.7, the score, with coverage getting started up at 1. A lot of people have feelings about Brittany Griner and stuff. And that's about... Oh, there was one. One game last night.
Oof.
That was not a pretty showing for Iowa State. Iowa at home beats Iowa State 75-56, a beatdown. They were up 40-20.
Wasn't that close.
40-20 at halftime. Iowa State actually ends up outscoring them by a point in the second half. But Cyclones will not be ranked next week. They're ranked number 20, and they won't be ranked after that beat down by the rivals in Iowa City. Tonight on the Big 12 front, nobody's in action, but we've got a handful of games this weekend. Arkansas, Pine Bluff, and Texas. OU plays at Arkansas. That should be an interesting one, at least.
I think that's,
that's at the BOK.
BOK Center.
You're right. That's a thank you. OU plays against Meet Arkansas.
Halfway.
In between. Is that halfway?
Yep. Pretty much.
Like a true halfway?
Yeah. Well, no. Arkansas a little further.
I was about to say, Fayetteville's
not much, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they're the north west part of the state.
It's about an hour 50 to that building from Fayetteville.
Okay. Didn't realize it was that close. How about the border war? Kansas and Missouri from Columbia. And Mizzou's a quiet 9-0 this year.
Yeah.
Like that, this is their test, obviously, but that'd be kind of fun. See Kansas lose in the border war.
No, I'm seeing...
You're anti-Missouri quite a bit, aren't you?
Yeah, I hate Missouri. I'm
but why?
Bullfighter. Look what he did. Have you seen it?
No.
Prepare
on
yourself.
On the tweet? Is it on the Twitter?
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. I don't know which Twitter I'm logged into. I'll have to hunt it down.
Just go to Bullfighter. He'll...
Okay.
And be prepared. You may...
Get mad?
Snort. In laughter. Oh, he's got me his Nacho Libre.
That's pretty
Nacho
good.
Denise Haxton. Did you see it?
That's beautiful. Yeah, I love it.
Shut up!
I don't know that there's been one that's fit better. I mean, just face wise. Yeah.
Well,
it looks like you.
Yeah,
with a wig on.
Yeah, with a perm.
You ever get the perm back today? That was a thing when you were growing up, right?
Not in Duncan.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Rednecks in Stephen County, we're not getting perms, Choice.
Just the mullet. Yeah. No perms.
But my mom did. My mom got perms back in the day.
I think my mom did, but I can't remember.
Remember that smell. Oof. Strong.
Join us. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, all welcome on the Yates Flooring Center.
Now I can't smell anything, which is good because all Perry does is fart in my car.
You don't hit him for it? What's the age where it's okay to, like, you know, just slug your son and it's not child abuse?
Just we're there.
Punch him in the arm. I was about to say, Perry. And it may not be an age thing, but more like a weight thing. Perry weighs enough that it's like, it's not going to hurt him. Give him a good old slug in the shoulder.
Versus like Neymar. When I do that, he'll just go rolling across the floor like I hit him with a steamroller.
He took a baseball bat to my teeth, officer. UCF, did you see what they did yesterday?
Something about field logos?
Yeah, they put the logos on the Big 12 logos on the field.
Who cares?
They're in a rush to get to the Big 12. I feel like UCF.
Who cares, though?
It's just a step. I mean, it's a step towards the Big 12. I feel like UCF has been the one. Well, it's funny because you can still see the American logo behind it. Mm. It's almost like, screw you, American. We're not even technically all the way done with the season, but I think they're just trying to get everything, you know, Big 12'd up before they, it's like, hurry, before they change their mind. We've got to get it done. Did you see the New Mexico State story, the latest in that? I mean, it's not much developing, but the police report now says that the police asked New Mexico State to stay back so there would be questioning, so they can ask questions and all that. It wasn't a requirement. We weren't being detained, but the coaches loaded the buses up anyway and still left.
And got pulled over.
That whole story, like, what are you waiting on the firing if you're New Mexico State? Isn't there enough there? Like, from police reports and stuff? I'm just curious, like, why have we not seen anybody fired already?
Okay, who should get fired?
The coaches involved.
Okay. Yeah, you're probably right.
I mean, that's especially if there's aiding and abetting or anything like that.
Well, I don't think it's aiding and abetting. I think it's
hiding evidence.
Yeah, cover-ups.
Yeah, okay.
It's
not aiding and abetting. Yeah, that's probably right. You're transporting evidence.
You needed to be transparent, and you were the opposite of it.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. As coaches, you are there to have your guys back. 100% get that. Within the confines of the law, though. You are there to also be an example on how to act for your players, for your young men that you're bringing up. And they could not have handled this, seemingly, any worse than they did. That whole New Mexico State story is just bumfuzzling. I can't. The more I read on it, it's like these are grown men, coaches that are making these terrible decisions. We'll take your thoughts. We'll get back to I should say. Plenty of those coming up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Take a look at the calendar coming up next here on the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Glad to be part of your Friday. You're hanging with the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. It's Jeff Axton to my right. Got Lucas White across the way. I'm Choice Woodman. Keep hitting us up. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions. All welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line.
You know what would make my day today, since it's kind of slow?
Okay. I'm listening.
That stupid football schedule release.
Be wonderful, wouldn't it? I'm ready.
That would make today sweet.
I feel like they know that we want it so bad, and they're just holding it back from us. We heard a long time ago that they've had this done. I mean, Gio sat here there on Optimum Game Day Live and told us, yeah, this should be before December, here in a couple weeks, a month ago, essentially, is what he said. And what are we waiting on? If all the schedules have been done, is there... My only question is there more movement happening that we don't know about? Is OU and Texas talking about making a move earlier than anticipated? Like, is there something hanging this up from coming out? Because then the Big 12 would have to redo schedules all over again. So if there's any sort of chance on that, maybe that's what's hanging it up. Because technically, I mean, you probably don't have to know these schedules until what? I mean, wait.
Well, I mean,
I know that
these, I guarantee these camp, you, people are going to be going to work as soon as they get it.
Yeah, I mean, the ops people for the teams have to immediately book hotels, like entire hotels for these games. They've got all sorts. We know three games. We know the exact three games and the exact three dates for Texas Tech next season. Those are your non-conference games. And I'm pretty sure most of the teams know where they're going and know, but I just don't know if they know the order of the games and the dates of the games.
So I got kind of an interesting story here from ESPN.com pertaining to football and will affect football in the state of Texas. Did you see this? The remaining football members of the A-Sun and the WAC have agreed to align to form a foundation of a 10-member football-only conference with an intention of becoming the 11th FBS conference. So these schools want to go from FCS to FBS. They are Stephen F. Austin, Abilene Christian, Tarleton State, Utah Tech, formerly Dixie State, Southern Utah, out there in Cedar City, Utah, Austin Peay.
Let's go Peay.
Near Nashville, Eastern Kentucky, Central Arkansas, and North Alabama, and let's see, wait. UTRGV, which recently announced that it's starting a program, is also expected to join in 2025.
So this is going through what channels to try to do this? This is like an NCAA? I think, like, what was the first part that you were saying with this?
Kind of creating their own channels. That's what it seems like. So the remaining football members of the A-Sun and the WAC.
Okay.
Remember, it wasn't that long ago WAC didn't have any football.
No.
And then they brought on the Texas schools. So the Texas schools that want to go to the FBS level, Stephen F. Austin, Abilene Christian, and Tarleton State.
Stephen F. Austin. That'd be interesting. How many FBS schools do you have in Texas already? Nine? Pop quiz, go!
Don't make me use my brain today.
UTEP, Texas State,
Rice,
Houston, North Texas, SMU. I think I knocked out the. Then you go Aggies, Longhorns, Baylor, TCU. You're
doing good, man.
Texas Tech. That's 11 already. And I think UTSA, 12. I think
UT Permian Basin.
No, I was just going with the
West Texas A&M.
I was going all FBS. All
Murray right. State. No?
That's Kentucky,
Hardin-Simmons.
Right? Why'd you say Murray State?
I don't know.
Mick Murray. That's what you're trying
to say. That's what I meant.
Your brain is turned off.
Hey, shut it.
It's okay. Mine's working in overdrive, and it's not even halfway there. All right.
Also, I thought this was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Pro Football Focus did their Big 12 teams.
Okay.
Did you see the
like
defense?
All Big 12 teams?
All Big 12.
I hadn't seen this, no.
It's a lot of Texas, like state of.
Okay.
Tyree Wilson And Muddy Waters.
Okay.
Made the first team.
Muddy was safety?
Yes.
Okay.
You had two from West Virginia, two from TCU, four from Texas, and one Iowa Stater.
Zero from OU, zero Baylor. From OSU. Baylor, man. That is pretty interesting.
OU, OSU. I mean, you just think about OSU's defense last year. And they would have had a lot of guys on this team.
And this is based mostly off of their grades, I think.
Yeah.
How they grade out. And wow.
Dante Stills and Aubrey Burks made it from West Virginia. Will McDonald made it from Iowa State.
Wow.
And then
McDonald's
four long
pretty dang good.
Demarion Overshown.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But you had two from Tech.
That's good, I suppose. Have you seen the story in the AJ recently? About Texas Tech blocking the release of communications. So I believe the AJ, Don, if you're listening, which I doubt you are, but help me out if I'm... I've read the story, but I don't want to misrepresent the story. I believe the AJ submitted an open records request after the TCU game. Because I think the reasoning is because Joey McGuire said that there were a lot more submissions that Texas Tech, he and Texas Tech submitted several more plays to the officials that game against TCU. So then I think, again, if y'all understand the story or have read it and whatever, and I'm missing something, help me out. But I believe the AJ submitted a open records request so they could see what was said between Texas Tech and the Big 12. However, Texas Tech has filed to the Attorney General, to the Texas Attorney General, to try to block that open records request and keep it private. Now, this is a story that's been going on for a little bit, but yesterday, another article comes out and says that the Big 12 has joined Texas Tech in trying to block that open records request. So I have no idea what could be in that they don't want public, but it's very, very interesting. Or if this is just one of those things where they don't want the communique between schools and officials to be public. Because of a Pandora's box type.
So the Big 12 is on Tech's side?
The Big 12's on Tech's side that they want it blocked.
Huh.
So, I don't know. That's all I have gathered from this story so far with the AJ. But it's such a peculiar type of thing. Because we really haven't ever seen that. I don't know if anybody's ever submitted open records requests to see that between officials and schools. To see exactly what plays or what those communications are like. But Tech asked for it to be blocked initially to the Attorney General, and now the Big 12 has joined Texas Tech in saying we want this blocked as well. Because the AG can essentially say no, we're not going to do that. But since Texas Tech's a public school, they can submit those open records requests. And it's an very interesting situation. That's all I'm saying. I don't know if there's anything being hidden or what, but it's something I've never really seen. And it's not. I don't know that it's a big deal at all. Again, it could just be that the school and the conference don't want those communications, a Pandora's box situation of communications between schools and officials open, because then you might start seeing that all the time afterwards. All right, a few more thoughts from the chat line, a few towards hacks, and we'll get to our top five players that need to return for Texas Tech next season. Get to that coming up next. It's the end of the bench. Roll until noon on 100.7 The Score.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Real quick, won't spend a lot of time on this, but with the transfer portal and all that that's been going down, It got me thinking, okay, who's the most important people? People that have not announced anything so far this year.
This gets tough for me because I don't know about COVID years and guys that could go one more year.
Okay.
If they wanted to, I just...
So far, just kind of sum up who's announced, whether they're staying, going, all of that. Trey Wolf is moving on in the NFL. Donovan Smith is in the transfer portal. You have three linebackers that most people don't know their names in the transfer portal. And then you've had the announcements of both, well, obviously Tyree Wilson too, announced for the NFL draft. And then you've had the announcements of both Tony Bradford and Jalen Hutchings that are saying they're back. So I just took this as a mostly future type of thing of these guys have really bright futures or potential futures. Some more immediate than others.
I'm stacking a few up here. I'm stacking a few. I might not be able to get all the way to five, but...
So at number five, I'm going to start with a receiver. Jaren Bradley. I think Bradley's a guy that was just a redshirt freshman. I think we forget that. But he led your team in receiving this year, receiving yards, albeit not near as high as you'd want for a leading receiver, but a little over 650 or around 650. Bradley's one I think you got to keep him around. He's got a bright future. He can grow up with your young quarterback. Number four on my list is Joseph Adeyemi. He came in as the replacement for Tyree Wilson. Actually did pretty well down the stretch. He's a true freshman. True freshman. I mean, it's not often that you see a defensive lineman in the Big 12 that's a true freshman that played quite as well as he did this year.
Now, did you know that Gabe Oladipo was on this year's team?
I did. I know he didn't play much. But
I had no idea.
Yeah, I knew.
I just saw the roster. I remember, there's Gabe Oladipo.
Yeah, I remember the announcement, and then
he got a waiver. Yeah, so he could play football.
Yep, Oladipo.
Sorry, that one threw me for a loop.
No, I remember. I did the same double take in the middle of the season when I was looking.
He's
the roster.
A Red Raider for life.
Yes, he is. So Bradley, Adeyemi, number three on my list is not. This, you might surprise some, but on the offensive line. Probably your most consistent piece on the offensive line was your center this year in Dennis Wilburn. I think if you talk to any of the coaches, they were thrilled with what they got out of him. Started off as a walk-on. Been really good this year. I think you would love to get a better center or a different center and move him to guard where he's more natural. And Wilburn's one you got to keep around.
6'3", 320.
Yeah. Number two, Rashad Williams. Williams, I think, again, your best overall corner on this team, in my opinion, made strides, big strides this year. I think he's one of those that he could go to the draft and maybe be a fifth or sixth round guy, but if he could put together another good season next year with a few more interceptions, he's one that could climb the ladder quite a bit, and he'd help you a lot. And then number one's not a question for me. I think this would be number one on most people's list. What is Baron Morton? This is the future of your football program. Regardless of whether Tyler Shuck comes back or not next season, he's the guy you've got to keep. Most important player you've got to keep on this roster, to me, is Baron Morton. Because
especially with Donnie going.
Yeah, yeah, you've already lost one quarterback. He's got to be it. So,
put your offense in race car mode better than anybody, and I think that's the... really think that's the pace they want to go.
Yeah, it seemed to flow so much better when you were able to this year.
I'm not going to go all the way. I don't have enough time. Okay. Josiah Pierre, would he be on that list?
I would put him, yeah.
Would he start to fall in your list?
Well, I think Pierre's super important because he was your best pass rusher outside of Tyree Wilson this year. So he's going to have to be your best option next year. I think, but him and Adeyemi both are going to be one and two. So yeah, Pierre is definitely one that's up there.
Cameron Valdez,
he's another young gun that I think you got to convince to stay around. And I don't know if that's what they have to do, but it feels like you have to convince everybody in today's climate. Yeah,
that's a redshirt listed as a redshirt freshman, and I remember him. So that would have been not this year, but the last year. I remember watching him at that scalding hot summer scrimmage at the Jones. And I was like, man, The guy looks good.
He's good.
And then, you know, he's had some injuries. I want that guy back. And then my last one that I'll give you is one more on the offensive line, Monroe Mills.
Yeah, he graded out as your best offensive lineman this year. Would love to have him back. Consistency is something you're lacking on that offensive
and then
line, too.
So. Barron, and Barron.
Yeah, Barron's got to be.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It's time for Ask the Bench Warmers. Get your questions in now. Several in so far. Keep them coming on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. You can tweet us at 107 The Score or call us up on the Benchmark hotline, 806-771-0973. He's Jeff Haxton. I'm Choice Woodman. Jackson Frazier across the way. Questions for any and all of us are welcome. Watching the PKs
shoot
now.
Out.
Ooh, he barely snuck it in. Croats are up 4-2 right now on Brazil, so Brazil has to make the next two just to stay
alive.
They
have been hammering that bottom left.
Oh, man. This is the best part of soccer right here.
Look at that. I mean,
this is it. So good. All right, a few questions. If we could get away from distractions, it's going to be hard. Steven says, I keep asking Elon Musk for a surrogate. Ever seen Surrogates, the movie?
No.
I haven't either. Is it a movie?
No.
We were talking about Multiplicity earlier.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what, along those same lines. I don't think I've ever even heard of it. Benchwarmers. This is from Bullfighter.
Here we go.
I know. I might as well just quit till this game's.
Oh it's over!
Brazil just lost.
Croatia! That's Jameis Linston.
Jamie's in here watching.
Huge Croatia fan.
He didn't even know this game was going on, but he's stoked.
Oh, man.
Oh,
doink
for off.
Brazil. And by the way, they are the,
were they
as
the
of 10
favorite?
Seconds ago, were the Vegas favorite to win it all.
Okay, I had asked that earlier. I wasn't sure.
I looked it up.
So Brazil.
Croatia, dead last.
All right, Croats.
They were tied with Morocco.
Okay.
For worst odds to win it all.
So this is going to the Final Four, right?
They're in the Final Four.
So Croatia has moved on to the Final Four. And Neymar, I believe it was Neymar who missed the first PK that opened the door. Wow. That's fun. The every 4 years thing, the World Cup, all of it, it's just so good. It really is. Sports.
To show you the passion. Sports. Pretty much everybody is bawling, either from exuberance or just like
depression.
Yeah, just, depression, the death of sport.
Because this is what they care
this
about.
This is it.
This is it. Every 4 years. Like, I could not care less about soccer or professional or world stage soccer, except for every 4 years. This is so good. Mm. Wow, what a finish. All right, Benchwarmers. Bullfighter asks, your wife grants you a hall pass for a whole weekend, Friday through Sunday. What activities take place during this time? I am the most boring person to ask this question. Hex probably has a more entertaining.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've got all kinds of answers for this one. Yeah, that's me.
Well, okay, probably Hex of...
I'm going bowling.
Of 15 years ago. Going bowling?
Going bowling. Taking a bunch of shots.
I'm definitely not drinking a bunch. I'll drink a little. Golf would be involved if it's the right time of year. Golf.
Now, I don't think you're getting that. Are we talking about hall pass, like the movie
Hall
Pass?
He said hall pass.
Because those guys went to Applebee's.
Okay. I've never seen Hall Pass.
You haven't? It's,
I think
it's
I
not
own
very
it.
Good.
I think so. I own it, but I've never seen it.
What?
That's the movie where it's like the friend effect. And if you like close them out, you can see what the girl actually looks like compared to other friends.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. No, I probably a trip to Vegas, hang out. I don't know. Too much gambling. It's probably going to be involved with me gambling, and I would lose the house. So, no hall pass for me. All right, Mike asks, hey, bud. We went with the hey, bud. Did you get a deer last weekend? I did. Appreciate it. He's hanging in the tree outside. which Chris is informing me there that game wardens can give a fine for grotesquely displaying an animal. Didn't know that was a thing, but it's well hidden in the tree, so I think I'm okay. You have to hunt for it. Bench warmers.
You've already done the hunting, by the way.
Yeah, I'm done. Actually, we need more meat, so we'll go back. Bench warmers, what advice would you give your 16-year-old self?
Invest in the stock market.
Yeah. Go pick up Apple stock. Go pick up anything. Like, stay away from Bitcoin. Or get it at the perfect times. The Dallas Cowboys are going to ruin your fandom.
Be consistent in everything good you can find. And that applies to the investing as well. But, yeah.
I would say, yeah, I mean, mine's very similar along the same lines, but... Yeah, don't care what other people think that much.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Especially 16, yeah.
That's big.
Don't care what other people think too much. Yeah. Make sure you have what's supposed to be centered in your life centered. Killed it last weekend, still hanging? It was 70 a couple of days ago. No, just the head is hanging. That's all. All the meats. I've jerkified some of that. It's a real word.
Jerkified!
Let's see. This question. There's so many different comments regarding Donovan and McCullough and that sort of thing. Someone says you have to start back up and transfer the three quarterbacks on the roster right now. Okay, so it's a start bench cut, essentially start bench transfer the three quarterbacks on the roster right now. But this one's kind of a moot one with Donnie on the way out. So he's the one that's transferring. So I guess he said, I'm starting Shuck, back up Morton, and transferring Donnie. Love Donnie.
I think that's me too. I mean, a lot of this is, it works itself out. And I think Donovan could have stayed here and been that Swiss Army knife. Again, we saw him rush, catch, throw touchdowns this year. But... to me, he shows he wants to, you know, get the job, the number one job, be the guy, not be a converted tight end, that kind of thing. So this stuff works itself out because he's not going to sit there behind two guys when he might have a different opportunity somewhere else. This happens all over the place.
You know, I think that's the right answer. I don't know what Shuck is. I don't know what his plans are after bowl game. He said things like, I'm here to stay. Now, you could take that as, is it a just in the moment? I'm here. I've earned my spot, yada, yada. Or is it a, I'm here to stay. I'm coming back for another year. So I have no idea what your quarterback room looks like next year. You could have two of these guys back. You could have one of these guys back. There's a freshman coming in next year, but he won't be ready from the get-go. So... quarterbacks as crazy of a question as you have on this roster next year in terms of who the starter is going to be. Hax didn't mention who he'd go bowling with. I wonder what Scarlett Johansson can score bowling. Is that your bowling partner?
Mm. Let's find out.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Lawrence.
This question, start bench cut, I lost it, where'd it go? I'm sorry, okay, I'll get back to it, I'll find it. Donovan is looking for an opportunity to get in the game full time, which is completely understandable. Kevin leaving for the Big 12 giant is very much a sellout move.
I think that's probably
I didn't mean to compare them the same, I'm just saying.
I think that's probably where I feel the same, I mean, where I don't... have the angst towards Donovan that I do towards
McCullough. And for anybody just joining, Donovan hadn't committed anymore.
There was a report
that he could potentially end up
Sources
at
say.
Sources say he could potentially end up at Houston. Hax equals Jack Black. It's not the first time you've been compared.
No, won't be the last.
Not at all. Hex.
Huh.
You can only have one condiment for the rest of your life. For everything.
My gosh.
What you going with? Louisiana hot sauce?
Man, I love Louisiana hot sauce, but it only goes on a few things. And those few things, you have to have it. Mine would definitely be mustard.
Mustard?
Definitely. Okay. Yes. Yeah. But then Louisiana hot sauce would be second. That Gator Hammock hot sauce is crazy.
I don't know. Some sort of barbecue sauce, probably, because I feel like it could be the most versatile.
Versatile. Way to end your week, buddy.
Squeak it out. To finish it out. Hax, go have you a good weekend this week.
Yeah, you too.
For Jeff Haxton, Jackson Frazier, I'm Choice Woodman. It's been the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, The Bottom Line, coming up next.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.